Here.
Representative Gaines.
Here.
Representative Butler.
Here.
Representative Cummings. Representative Lansing.
Present.
Representative Pittsfield.
Here.
Representative Deedy.
Here.
Representative Wolf.
Here.
Minutes were distributed electronically. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved. We called this oversight committee here today to ask questions of the Department of Administrative Services and their director. I want to be clear that the goals of this meeting remain bipartisan. We just simply want to understand why a prison that was built with $160 million plus of tax dollars continues to not be open. Just before we get started, there are members that are not a part of this committee who are attempting to make this a partisan issue, who are proclaiming to know exactly what's going on and pointing partisan fingers. That is not how I want this committee to operate. I truly want input from both Democrats and Republicans to simply get to the bottom of what took place. And so with that, I've invited Director Phipps to come. Is that how it would be called, Director Phipps?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. We really appreciate you coming today. If you want to take a seat.
Yes.
And many of the members will have questions, but I want to first just open it up for you to have any opening comments. And then when she's finished, just for structural purposes, Representative Hartsfield, my vice chair, will keep track if you want to ask a question. And then if we can try to keep each member's comments to roughly 10 minutes, and then once everybody's had a chance, I'll circle back if anybody wants a second or third round. I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance. We do have a two-hour block, so if we need to take the full 2 hours, we can. But with that, Director, I appreciate you being here, and happy to listen to your opening comments.
No, thank you for the invitation. I'll just await questions from the group.
Okay. Well, I just would like to start off with just a basic question, and that is, when the state was determining who should design the building, was there a bidding process, and then how much roughly was that process cost? How much probably did that process cost?
What I hope, and I guess that kind of frames the context of how I'm going to be able to answer today, is that many times what you might hear me say is that we'll have to follow up on that. I've been on the job about 9 months, and obviously know that there are some issues with the prison, and my strategy to date has been looking at the issues and working with internally our folks and also the Department of Corrections to get those resolved and move forward. So I apologize, I don't have a lot of history or detail on this. I'm really kind of probably 6 to 9 months at the most into this process. So I apologize, even on that question, we're going to have to get back.
No, that's fine.
We're happy to follow up with anything that you
sure.
want.
And if there are questions that you can't answer, if you could maybe point us in the right direction, if there's someone or someone else that you believe could. So I definitely appreciate that. Just, I guess, leaving numbers out of it then, can you at least explain the process, the bidding process as far as who it was open to, and if there were any major construction companies that were excluded from that process?
Well, again, generally, I can describe the general procurement process. Again, the details on this, but a request for proposal would have gone out for after a design was done and put out on the street, if you will, advertised, and bids would have been accepted and those would have been vetted for construction services. Well, I have no idea if there were some of those are excluded or even who submitted bids at this point. And again, I apologize,
okay.
But we'll be happy to get you information.
Okay. I appreciate that. So had the general contractor that ultimately won the bid, Walsh, are you aware they had ever built a prison before and if they'd ever had a contract in Iowa before?
I don't know that.
Okay. And then finally, and then I'll open it up to other members, and this will be something I assume you'll have to get back to us on, but could you provide us a list of all the subcontractors that were hired by the general contractor and characterize the different projects that they worked on?
We can request that from Walsh, yes.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'd now like to just open it up to any of the members that would have questions. Representative Bettengill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, if you've been there 6 to 9 months, could you tell us what you have learned about the prison since you've been there in that time?
Absolutely. Well, when I first came on board, it was probably late summer last year. I was caught up with the issue that the geothermal system, there had been some problems with that. Those were in the process of being corrected, frankly, at that point, and that at this point the geothermal is running, up and running. It's been commissioned. Subsequent to that, we did find that there was the smoke evacuation system, and that's still up in the air on what that needs to constitute, on whether there needs to be one or what needs to happen as far as the buildings are concerned. We're in the process right now working with the Department of Corrections that we have a fire protection services company that is evaluating what type of smoke evacuation, smoke control system needs to go in that building. Otherwise, I've only been on site once down to one of the construction meetings, but monitor the reports that come out of those, that the general commissioning, the punch list, and all those things are going through as would be suspected. There's always things that need to be corrected, something got dinged in the process that we want it in good shape when it gets open. At this point, we do not know the outcome of the evaluation, the smoke evacuation system. We still believe that that's probably 4 to 6 weeks away, but we did want to hire a specialist to, I say we as in conjunction with DOC, to hire a specialist to make sure that we are on the right track and that the modeling for this is going to be a solution that we can go forward with the Fire Marshal's Office.
Do you know any of the history of the geothermal? Was that bid out separately or was it bid through the general, through the construction manager, who the winner of the bid was, any of those details?
My understanding is that it was designed by a firm, Durant, that is no longer in business, and that was taken over by, that was a sub to one of our contractors. So the CM, construction manager, does not let bids for the project. It sometimes the architectural and engineering is a separate contract, and they have subs to them, whatever expertise is needed. That's kind of the history of that. Shai Hattery is now an entity that's involved, and then Venture is a contractor in an A&E firm as well.
Was there any permits for design, and were those approved through DAS, do you know? Or would they be approved through?
I think that
DNR sometimes has to be involved when it comes to geothermal. Other state agencies have to look at the different plans and where the facility is being built. You have historical things, so maybe the SHPO might need to be involved. You probably don't.
I don't have that, but we can certainly go through the review of what might have been reviewed as for site selection is concerned, and if any other permitting or DNR implications.
It's kind of important because we were trying to find out in the last meeting just where the responsibility is. Is it at the design phase? Is it someone approved designs that maybe weren't viable designs and they wouldn't function? Or was it during the building process that it didn't work, or was it at the inspection? And we're just trying to find out where the breakdown was. Have you had any feedback on any of that that you could share with us?
What I can tell you at this point is that we are working with the Attorney General's Office to review the file, and the file is my main big since the inception to date to evaluate those questions. That was a non-answer.
I could tell by your face you did. Well, do you have any idea of timing that we would be able to find any details on that?
I'm going to have to work with the Attorney General's Office on that. The delicate situation now is we want the Attorney General's Office to be engaged in reviewing the whole process from beginning to current to see where, if anything, went wrong, I guess, and we don't know that at this point.
Has there been any lawsuits filed or anything?
There have not.
Okay, so is some of that information available with a FOIA request?
You know, I'm going to let the Attorney General's office answer that. What I would say, and having been a litigation attorney prior to my coming here, is that there's a lot of work that goes on evaluating the file, reviewing paperwork, and determine whether there, if there would be any kind of cause of action.
Okay. Just one more thing. Do you know if the geothermal, was it tested right away at the end? You know, after construction, and is that when it was found out that it was, you know, at the inspection process, is that when it was found out that it was not functioning system?
There is a, let me get my time frames mixed up, there have been a couple pieces of information that have been shared through LSA that was put together by the Department of Corrections, and I don't know that you have seen these pieces. I'm not sure, I don't quite understand how everything is shared.
They handed out a timeline last time, but it did not talk about the inspection process and when it was determined that it was not working system.
I believe there was a date in here, and there's been so much that has happened, and I'm not, frankly don't want to trust my memory, but it was in... There's a date in one of these. I will...
So I guess I would like to know, when was that geothermal system completed, and then when was it determined that it was not functioning?
In one of these, and I apologize, here I found that the geothermal system unable to properly heat and cool was determined in January of 2013. And that's in a paper...
Okay, I do have that.
To Beth Lundstrom, January 26th. It's under number five, point number five.
So the geothermal was completed in 2014, but it was found that, when was it first completed? And they found that, that's the question I need. So when they found out that it was unable to be to heat and cool in January 2013, when was it completed prior to that? Because now it's been fixed as of November 2014.
Correct.
Trying to find out the time frame between completion to
and
when
tested.
It
is tested.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Blessing.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director, for being here. I have some questions just about DAS role and responsibility in all of this. So we were told last time that during the process, DAS had engineers that were on site twice a week during the process. Do you know if that's accurate?
I don't know. I don't know the history of that.
Can you please find out how DAS was involved?
Sure.
And how are they involved today?
Well, we go through, we use a construction manager, and then we have staff basically working in jointly with DOC. We review minutes, we attend meetings, so it is more as an owner's rep scenario, and having a construction manager as a private firm managing the project on behalf of the state.
So the construction manager reports to DOC or to DAS?
I would say jointly.
And the responsibilities of DAS going forward, so as things are changing, like so
right.
Geothermal's fixed, but the smoke evacuation, is someone on site then, as will someone be on site from DAS as work is done on this, or do they check weekly, or what is DAS' role?
Our role is being involved in the meetings. We will go on site. We send people down as needed when it's certainly on commissioning, when we've gone through some testing before. We've had someone on site. We have, again, in conjunction with DOC, we have folks that are intimately involved in the review of the smoke evacuation and where that process is going. We jointly get updates as to that as well. But certainly when testing occurred before, we had people on site.
Okay. Then, so do you have the building plans to see where it was in the beginning to where it is now and know how these changes fit in?
Yes.
And is there a history of how the plans have changed over time and who authorized those changes?
There should be design documents that note those. There should be change orders. There should be meeting minutes. Not should, there are. And so, yes, all those documents are.
So does DAS have a timeline of all of this?
I think between DOC and DAS. The project initially, from my understanding, was managed out of Department of Corrections and became more of a joint project. I'm not really sure, maybe in the 2012 time frame.
It would be helpful to have that timeline, okay. I think, so that we understand. It's hard for us to know who is in charge of what and who is responsible. So for changes going forward, is that a joint decision between DOC and DAS?
Yes.
And you said Shive Hattery and someone else was involved now?
Well, Venture is, I believe, the architect of record, and Shive Hattery is a sub to Venture.
And so it is, and they were brought on by, who approved Shive Hattery coming on?
That would have been, if it's a sub to Venture, it would have been Venture.
So all of those decisions at the, and we had these terms last time and it was confusing. There's a contract manager and there's a construction manager. They're different.
Well, I know the construction manager, which is TOK, Taylor Odie Kitchell.
Okay. So they would be the ones making decisions, is that right?
They would be overseeing the project. They basically act as the state's agent on site.
So do they have to come back to DOC or DAS to get authorization for changes?
Yes. I mean, they oversee the project. Any authorizations we would have, for instance, if there would have to be an engineering change of some kind, that would be vetted through the folks that are on record to us, such as Venture. They may have Shive Hattery do that. Again, Shive is a sub to Venture. And that would be reviewed. We would certainly want the CM's involvement in that. At these roundtable meetings, basically the GC, the general contractor, they're no longer on site, but they would have been at these, so they would discuss those. If there's a change order that needs to occur, for instance, in an engineering aspect, we'd want that reviewed by our A&E on record. DOC would review it, DAS would review it, that we're all in concurrence that would need to happen if it did.
And how often do you have these roundtable meetings?
Well, they were more frequently. I think on site they were once a month, and I'm looking, I've only been to one, but otherwise they would have phone conferences. It depended on the timing of the project and where what was happening at the time. Certainly in the beginning when building, it's more frequent.
But now it's just kind of a wait and see until you hear back.
It is,
in terms,
yes.
And I think following up on Representative Pettengill's questions, we were told when we were visiting that of the 8 geothermal pumps, there was only one that was the right size, and the rest were downsized or smaller, and then when they went to test it, it couldn't support the size of that. And so I guess I'm curious, too, then, who authorized those changes, which you probably don't know, but it would be helpful to us to figure out who and when those changes were made, and ultimately that it led to the problems then in opening the building. And then also, how do you see your role in this going forward, in your, meaning DAS?
That we're going to continue to be an active partner in resolving what it is up until the time, I mean, anything else that DOC would need as far as, we don't really get involved in that, but certainly getting the facility ready for move-in. So active participation. I don't know that there's a week that has gone by that I have seen that there hasn't been active correspondence going back and forth about status and issues and resolutions and those kind of things.
And last question. So it's the DOC budget then that's ultimately responsible for this?
But it was appropriated to them, yes.
And so are you privy to how that's going, and as reports that the costs are going up, and where's the money coming from? And obviously they have to pay for heating and keeping the building going now before it's being used, but then as these additional expenses come in, do you have a role in that?
We certainly correspond with DOC on that, and we look at if there happens to be a change order or other money or how that's being spent. I think we jointly look at that as far as what it's taking to minimally staff the new facility and then the current facility. That's really not our lane, I would suggest. But certainly on construction, I think we're hand in hand with saying, here's the status, here's what we have, here's what's been spent.
And so you would have budgets updates on that?
Yes.
And you have these, and that's weekly, or as decisions are made?
Decisions are made.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate if you can get that information to
us.
Thank you.
Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director. You referenced a file that members of the Attorney General staff is currently reviewing. Is that a DAS file?
It would be some of our documents as well as DOC, so it's really kind of birth to current as far as the project is concerned. So some resides with DOC and some would be duplicate between the two of us.
And if you have you had an opportunity to review that file?
Only portions of it.
Okay, and would they be the portions that are DAS documents?
Probably both. I'm not sure I would differentiate between the two of them, and mostly my document review has been for the issue at the moment, as opposed to kind of from the beginning, and more that's just been a matter of time at this point. Okay.
Do you have access to the entire file that's being reviewed?
Well, we could certainly. It's not housed here, but certainly it's available, yes.
And I assume it's mostly electronic. If you know, are we talking about primarily electronic documents, or is there an actual box with a bunch of papers in it?
I think I would suggest there's boxes.
Okay.
All right. There's a lot. Notebooks.
Is there a specific member of the Attorney General's staff that DAS works with? Do you have an AG on the staff?
Well, we're working with Jeff Thompson on this matter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Representative Bobber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for appearing here.
Yes.
Been a lot of talk, accusations, et cetera, et cetera. On this. Are there any problems going on that haven't been reported yet that you know of that's going to crop up and say, well, you know, back in 13 we fixed this, but we neglected to tell anybody?
I don't know at this point. The visibility I have right now is the smoke evacuation system.
That's it?
That's my visibility of it.
Have you heard of any that could come back and bite you that haven't been reported, etc.?
No, and I hope I don't hear them.
So do I. So do I. Okay. Do you know of any outstanding cost or anything that hasn't been paid for yet that's going to, again, crop up later?
We have, yes, there are claims from Walsh, requests for equitable adjustments that they have filed with the state, and we're currently working with them on that.
Is that in negotiations? How much is it? How many dollars are we talking? What's equitable adjustments?
Well, what they have asked for, I'm going to say, I'm not sure I could say it's unusual. In some construction projects, a general contractor may make a claim saying that we had to use more labor and or resources for this part of the project. We believe it wasn't part of the project, and that we believe additional money should be given to us for that. And they have sent two different REAs. In one case, I've only thumbed through those, that some include the prior REA. And so what we have is our A&E firm, or frankly Shive, Venture Through Shive, review those and say, can you give us an assessment of this? And so what we're going to do in conjunction with the Attorney General's office is sit down with Walsh and go through those to see if we can come to a resolution of those. We'll be on.
Okay, I would like to re-ask my question.
Okay.
What is equitable adjustment cost figure? Didn't they come up with a cost? X number of dollars more?
The first claim that they came up with was in the $8 to $10 million range. And I believe that may be, again, what they've asked for. It's probably towards $20 million, and we think that includes the other.
So the two together, 20 million, give or take a few million.
Yeah, that's my recollection.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Give me a follow-up.
Just a second. I'm writing here. Who controls the prison now? Who owns it?
Well, it's really owned by the state at this point.
What department of the state?
The department.
We understand there can't be any lawsuits filed until we take possession. So who owns it now?
Well, there was substantial completion done. I would say the state owns it now.
Okay.
It's a state facility, even though it hasn't been occupied.
Okay. Was there in any of these contracts, agreements that you've had with several different contractors, subcontractors, any penalties for not getting it, their portion of the work completed on time? Or was there any bonuses paid if they got their work completed on time?
I don't know that that was contained in the contract. I don't know if or if it wasn't.
Okay, could you check on that? Because I'm hearing something kind of about that, but nothing solid yet. Okay, last one. When's the prison going to open?
I don't know that.
Have you got a guesstimate?
Not at this point.
None? Next spring, 16, 17? Nothing?
Until we get through and know our solution for the smoke evacuation, it's just pure speculation.
Not even a guess?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hartzell. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director, for being here today. Just want to follow up on some questions regarding the changes during the projects. I guess specifically change order requests. Do you know how many change order requests were that we had during this project? Do you have an idea what you talked about? There was different changes that were made.
Right.
Do you know how many there were?
I don't know.
Could you get that number?
Yes.
Before? Okay, I appreciate that. I guess what I was hoping to have an answer on the number, because I just want to know, is that consistent with some of our other prison projects that seem to be more more successful, that didn't have as much problems as this one? Is it possible also to get what kind of change orders there were? The dates involved and what the change was and the people involved in that. Is that possible to get that in addition to that number?
We could provide you with the change orders. Those are public documents.
Oh, okay. That, I appreciate that.
Certainly.
Okay. Now, who gets the, when those change orders are requested, and I assume there's an approval process that needs to go through, who gets the final say on that? Is that the contractor? Is that the construction manager? Is that DAS?
I would say it's multiple. It needs to go through a vetting process, basically. Is it warranted? Should it be a cost item? Shouldn't it be a cost item as far as the change order is concerned? Was it outside the scope? Was it something more needed? But it would go through whoever the, for instance, if it's engineering or architectural, mm-hmm. it would go through that subcontractor or contractor and kind of make its way up to the steps, and ultimately it would be signed, depending on the contractor, but ultimately signed by Department of Corrections and DAS.
Okay, so every change request, or is there some that's...
I can tell you the most recent ones were.
Okay, all right.
Because I have signed change orders.
But we can have access to those change orders, though?
Yes.
Okay, all right, super. Just a minute, Mr.
Sure.
Chair. There was an administrative change in 2011. Were there any personnel changes in regards to this project that with the new administration coming in 2011?
So administration means DAS or?
No, I'm sorry, the governor administration, I'm sorry.
Well, Mike Carroll was appointed the director at that time by the governor, and he made some, I don't recall, the changes in staffing and how projects are going to be managed. So internally to DAS, there were some changes as okay. well. Kind of this owner's rep model.
Okay, is it possible to get the list of changes in DAS after in beginning in 2011?
Are you talking about
in regards to the project? I'm sorry,
oh, in regard to the project yes. and who was assigned?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't have those names off the top
okay,
of my
okay.
head.
Okay, sure. I understand that. Can you explain for me just the oversight process for this in general and including right up to today, what it has been, has it changed from the beginning of the project to today, or has it pretty much been consistent all the way through?
Well, from what I guess, and I'll kind of caveat it as anecdotally, from what I understand is that from the DAS perspective is that there was a point in time, and I'm not going to know that point in time, that DAS became more involved in the project. I don't know if from the inception there was someone from DAS that was assigned to that. I know eventually there were some staff changes during that time. The previous director in DAS wanted to go to a new model of overseeing construction projects. More going to an owner's rep and having construction managers, although I know 15 years ago when I was here, we used construction managers on prison projects, happened to be involved with DOC on those. So that, in my mind, has been somewhat of a change, but what I would say is what's been constant is there's been a construction manager on the project. There's been dual oversight, if you will, between DOC and DAS. So we have fewer employees in DAS than before who are doing the same type of oversight of projects, but the model was changed to be more scalable, frankly, that we would rely on more private sector for CM rather than in-house just because we didn't always know how many projects we'd have.
Okay, so that's
sorry,
what
long answer.
That, no, that's fine. That, and that's kind of what precipitated. That's what prompted the change was just a change in
philosophy on how to manage those projects.
Okay. Do I still have time, Mr. Chair? I had a question. I'm still trying to understand the whole relationship with the general contractor and the construction manager. You said. TOK, is that the name of the construction
manager? Taylor O.D. Kitchell.
What do they, what exactly do they do different than what a general contractor does? I mean, how come they were brought into this project?
A CM manages the project. They are, in our mind, an agent of the state to carry out what we want. They are a contractor of the state, in this case DAS, and we use them and others on projects. A general contractor, who in this case was Walsh, is brought on to construct a project. They have the laborers and the scope of that, and they bring on subcontractors as necessary. Might be a plumber or electrician or whatever they need. The general contractor has a contract with the state, so that's direct. The CM does not, so that contractor's with the state. The subventure is a contract with the state, but they again can subcontract. So we have primes or GCs that report to the state. The CM, again, is an agent of the state.
Okay, thank you. Yes. One quick question, I don't expect you to have this right off the top of your head. The people who were in charge of overseeing this project from the beginning to up until now, could you give us a list of the personnel that's in charge in state government that has oversight?
from beginning to now?
Yes.
We certainly could attempt to put that list together.
Okay,
yes.
I appreciate
yes, happy to do that.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I have.
Thank you. Representative Thede?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to go back to the smoke piece that you talked about, the evaluation piece, the smoke evaluation piece.
Yes.
Did you say earlier, and I hope I wrote this down right, did you say that it will take 4 to 6 weeks to get someone to do that, or is that four to six weeks to go through that system? I wasn't sure what that meant.
They are currently, we have hired, well, through our architect and engineering contractor and subcontractor, we then have hired a fire protection specialist entity, and I don't recall their name, that deal in this, and what they are doing are running tests and modeling what a smoke evacuation or smoke control system should be for this type of facility, taking into account the square footage, you know, how the facility is built, the different wings of that. And what they need to do is they need to model different buildings there, because not one are the same. There's the infirmary, there's other buildings there. So it, from what our understanding is, it takes them about a week to model each building. And so they're having to run through that. So my understanding is in 4 to 6 weeks, they will be able to give us a recommendation.
Okay, so you'll get that in the form of some sort of report, is
yes,
that correct?
That's my understanding,
okay.
Yes.
So then at that point, once you look at that report, and you, if you find that satisfactory, what's the next step after that?
What we would need to do is get concurrence from the fire marshal's office. They're key in any smoke control or smoke evacuation system. And we've been working with them right along. And then whatever the resolution is, get that designed, if that's the outcome of it. I don't know if there's going to be a design element in there or not, so we'll have to go through design and get a,
okay,
decide how to, if it needs to be construction, get a someone on to implement that.
Okay, and then how long will that take once that's done?
Depends on the resolution. I mean, I don't know if we really know until we know what system they might be recommending, if any, the extent of that system.
Okay, is this the last piece in the construction of the prisoner? Is this the last piece that has to go in place?
My understanding, other than going through some punch lists, and I think it goes back to the other question, is I hope there aren't any other surprises that I know about.
Okay, and then one other question, going back to what Representative Bodler asked, and I know you don't know, but I think the reason why we keep asking this question over and over again is because I'm trying to figure out, from the start to the end, do you know if there was a projected date or projected time frame that the prison was going to be open? Now, don't take into account any of the problems that you've had, not the geothermal or any of this. If everything went as planned, was there a projected time that was going to be open?
I believe there was, and I think it's outlined in one of these papers that what was going to be the anticipated date. I may have to go back to where we found the other. I apologize that. And if you don't, I mean, we could certainly...
You can get that to me later. That's fine.
Okay.
If you could get that to me, I would be appreciative. I think we need to know that.
Yes.
Listen, in number five, I need to go back to something else too here. I was looking at the timeline, and I noticed from about 2010, October 2010 and January 2013, there are 2 years that are not listed there, and I guess I just kind of need to know, was anything being done during that time period? There's a 2 year gap between October 2010 and January 2013. Do you know what was happening during that time?
It would have been the construction.
It would have been the construction.
Just ongoing construction.
Okay.
It's quite a large facility, so it would have taken some time.
Okay. And then was there anything during that time that caused, just before the geothermal, was there any issues during that time that caused any problems during that construction?
As far as delays?
Yes.
Or
yes.
That I don't know. We could certainly...
Could you find out from
me? Certainly.
That would be good. Okay, just one more. Sorry.
Okay.
So I want to go back to the, I keep doing this, but I want to go back to the smoking piece again. So if all those, and I know I'm asking you to guess, I really am just asking you to guess. If all those, if everything fits and everything is in place, recommendations are made, you feel, everybody feels comfortable with what you have, how much time before you can say, okay, we are now ready to open this prison?
I just honestly don't know that. I mean, I have not put together a time. We have, right now we're moving ahead with the smoke evacuation piece. We're hoping to get in 4 to 6 weeks the outcome of that. We don't know what the outcome of that is going to be. It's going to depend on what design, if any, is needed and having to get that all programmed. I mean,
okay, no, that's fair. And my last question is this, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm looking at May 2008 to January, February 2015. And I understand with construction, it takes a while, so I'm not so concerned about that. But we're in our, if you look at this, we are now in our, what, ninth, eighth year of this. And is this normal to be this long in getting a prison up and running?
I would suggest no. I don't know when money, I would assume if it was the bill was signed when money was appropriated. Certainly there is a lengthy process to getting, with this magnitude of a project, all the contracts in place. But certainly with the delays, in geothermal, taking those out. I mean, it would have been a lengthy construction process. It's not something that probably would have been done in a couple of years.
Except the geothermal actually didn't, it seems like it only took about a year. The rest of the time, well, and I agree. I think construction was a big part of it. I think when we get down to the geothermal, and now we get down to 2015, this is where we have a stalemate. This is where we find things are kind of fuzzy, you know, yeah, as far as the information that we need to know. But listen, thank you very much. I think you've answered all my questions.
You're
thank
welcome. You.
Representative County. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So my hope with the issue is, number one, we get the prison open. Number two, we figure out what went wrong. And number three, learn from what went wrong so it doesn't happen in the future. Do you agree?
Yes.
So what looking back right now, what would we have done differently?
Well, what I have to tell you is I haven't really, that has to do with the review of the file and all the steps that went through, it goes back to the review of the file. What were the change orders? Where was the design? All the pieces that go in that place at this point. I apologize. I don't know because I haven't looked through that whole file.
No, to be clear, I mean, you inherited a pretty good mess here, huh?
Well, what we try and do is look forward and try and get it resolved and get the prison open. So your number one priority is certainly ours.
Here, here. Help us with, I think a lot of businesses and a lot of Iowans understand cost overruns in their own lives. It's murky and more difficult when we're dealing with taxpayer dollars, obviously.
Certainly.
And there have been overruns here to the tune of over $30 million. How does that, with we're all legislators around this table, walk us through how that works. You know, an initial appropriation was made. It evidently wasn't enough with the problems that have been encountered. So where does that leave us, and how did those cost overruns become allocated, and when did that happen, I guess?
There is, apologize, I don't have the history, but again, sorry, I keep referring, there is a schedule on the types and amounts of dollars that were appropriated throughout this project that are in these papers, and we can provide that to you. As far as going over budget, I think what we, again, that has to do with an attorney general's review and reviewing how that happened and what contributed to that.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Representative Pettengill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry for the second time. Sorry for the
no,
second.
That's right.
The last, we've requested from DOC two different times some information, wondering if And I believe that they suggested that Bass may be able to help us in the last meeting. One was on the bid letting by topic and dollar value. We've asked for that a couple times. Is that a
public? So the RFP, the request for proposal, certainly.
And then the name of the geothermal engineer. When I looked at the documents from, because you kept referring, I had read through them, obviously. I read it pretty marked up.
There.
But does the design architect spec out equipment, or would the architect, structural, mechanical, and electrical engineers spec the equipment for the geothermal?
Well, they would
that
certainly
come from the design.
The architect of record who would design the system would certainly make recommendations on what equipment would be needed for their design.
Okay.
And there'd be additional reviews, but that's where it would be initiated.
Okay. So when, it's my understanding from the last meeting with the Department of Corrections that there was a change made on the size of pumps from the original design.
That's my understanding as well.
Okay. Would that have involved a change order, or would that have just been something that was stamped by the design engineer, or would that be from the mechanical engineers or the construction manager? We were trying to figure out who actually made that change and how it was approved.
I don't know that off. I know, too, that those changes were made. How and what documents were attached to those, I don't know, but certainly that would be part of the record.
Okay. And that's pretty important, right?
Yes,
there.
It is.
So the pumps that were originally spec'd out were the pumps that were put in afterwards to correct the problem? Is that correct?
I don't know the sequence of that. I know that there were changes in the horsepower of the pumps that went back and forth.
And they were less. The horsepower, there were smaller pumps?
That's my understanding.
Okay. But they matched the pump of the area of the prison that was correct. They corrected it by matching the pump that was in the area that was correct. So according to the DOC, when they were here last time, the original pumps were correct and then got changed. There obviously would be a higher cost for a higher horsepower pump. And when we priced the original building and everything, we would have used the original plans. And then that's where I think a change order might have been involved, because they increased the horsepower for the pumps that didn't work. There was too much going through the system that it didn't work. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, would there be change orders that you said were public records that we could look at? Or is that in this file that we can't get a hold of until the AG's office?
Well, certainly if we had the request for the change orders that we would provide, I've not seen that specifically, but nor have I looked for that specifically.
Okay. Did DAS have any input on corrections when they took control of the operating costs in September 2013 before the prison was operational?
I'm not sure I understand your question. I'm sorry.
Well, they took control of the operating costs in September of 2013, and I'm trying to figure out who made that decision. Was that made just through corrections, or would that have been
a joint decision
between both of you?
I don't know that.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that you know, the AG's office can work through, was this at the design, at the installation, at the equipment problem for both the smoke and the geothermal, and do it as quick as we can and get the prison open. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Bobbitt?
Thank you. if I remember right, when we had the ribbon cutting, the opening ceremony, et cetera, the price tag was $132 million. Is that about right? Give or take a few million?
I'll rely on you for that, sir. I don't know.
Now we hear it's $166 million. If we lose this case on equitable adjustments, we're up to $186 million. Right in there. So short of $200 million right now. What's your estimated cost of when the prison will be occupied? Do we have computer systems, cameras that haven't been installed at this 166 million? Or does that stuff still need to be put in there? Are we talking mattresses? Will they carry their old mattresses over and blankets and use them? Or will that be additional cost? What can the taxpayers, I guess my question is, and I'm sorry, Janet, my question is, what can the taxpayers expect to pay in the end?
I'm going to have to rely on DOC about kind of the internal operations and what needs to be equipped in there. That I just don't know that. You're wanting the ballpark, aren't you?
Well, is cameras in there now? I mean, we're getting down to where you can't get rid of the smoke up there, you know. Are cameras and monitors equipped now?
When I toured the prison, I can't remember when that was, a few months ago, yes, some of those things were up and operational. They were testing those systems.
Okay, so they might be included in the 166, up or down from the
yes.
20 million, the equitable adjustment.
Now, moving mattresses and, you know, kind of all those things that need to come over, I don't know if that's new stuff or they're going to bring those over from the old prison.
Is there any chance, while you're compiling all this other information, you could give us a ballpark figure on when it's occupied, completed? What'll they read in the papers? How many millions of dollars?
We certainly can work with them and get to that question. You're kind of, other than the construction cost, what is it and is it already in the budget? Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions, members of the committee? I have a few more, but I want to offer anybody up a chance to go first time or for a second or third. We've still got some time. Representative Beattie?
I'm going to ask a really bold question, and you don't have to answer if you don't want. I guess I'm looking at the longevity of this project and the concerns about the money that has gone into it. Is it possible that this could be sold off after all this is done? This prison.
Sold?
Mm-hmm. To a private company.
That's for someone else to determine, ma'am.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Any other questions? Three closing questions for you, Director. So would it be accurate for me to say that from what you know right now, once we figure out what it's going to take to get the smoke issue solved, once that's solved and the retraining with the staff is had, would you anticipate then, I'm not asking for a time frame, just once the smoke is solved and the employees are retrained, is it then ready for prisoners to be moved in?
You know, that's really for DOC to go through and vet the system, I mean, vet the facility. I would think if that is resolved and we get that going, yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you, and I think we've touched base on this, but just a lot of the questions that we've asked today that you need to get back with us on, I'll have our staff get you a detailed question by question. That way, you're not trying to remember everything that we asked of you today. But one thing that specifically that I'd like to see is, did I hear you correctly that Durant Engineering was in charge of designing the geothermal?
That's my understanding, yes.
Could you get me a list? Them being the designers, there obviously were folks that had to approve each phase and approve different things. Could you get us a list of every single person who had authority to approve movement and different steps involving the geofences? Because obviously someone messed up colossally. And while Duran Engineering obviously had severe flaws in the designing process, it is pretty simplistic to be able to everybody pile on to the bankrupt company. And so I just would like to know anyone along the way who had authority to make decisions and approvals of the geofences. So could you get that for us?
We can.
Okay.
We certainly would outline the approval process, yes.
Okay. Any other questions from members? Well, Director, I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Very much so. We'll get you a list of all the questions we've got. We appreciate your cooperation moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Any other business to come before the committee? With that, Representative County moves that we arise.
You sure?
Yes, positive.
Okay.
He said
I was reading.
We're going to have to oversight ourselves. For the oversight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good puzzle there.
It's not a plain cluster. That's
what we're at.
Do you know what the
Every
time I got a request for my house, they tell me it's going to be 1600, it's going to be